Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. Avi Malik, Esquire, who's a foreclosure program attorney for Civil Justice, Inc. in Baltimore. And Avi's here this morning to talk to us about foreclosures in Maryland and what civil justice does to help protect us from the problems that are out there. So, Avi, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Thank you so much for coming. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about civil justice?
Sure. Civil justice is a legal service nonprofit based in Baltimore, Maryland. We work throughout the state of Maryland, everywhere from Western Maryland to the Eastern Shore. And we work on a range of consumer rights and civil rights issues. My practice involves mostly housing and foreclosure prevention, keeping banks honest in how they service their loans. Mm-hmm. We did just celebrate our 17th year of existence. So we are sort of a newer legal service provider, but we work closely with other legal service providers like Legal Aid of Maryland and other organizations that are based here.
Great. Great. How long have you been with Civil Justice?
So I have been there for just over 2 years. I graduated from law school the year before, and I knew I wanted to work on consumer rights, civil rights, public interest law, and I've really appreciated the opportunity to make a difference in issues that I care deeply about.
Great. 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 Well, let's see. You've been there 2 years, which means that's long enough to know that you... If you're still there, you must like the place, and you also know where some of the bones are buried.
Right, of course. You know, what I love about public interest litigation in Maryland is it's a very close-knit community. Yeah. I've developed very strong connections with very good attorneys that have really furthered the public good in Maryland, be it on issues about housing or about predatory lending and discrimination, those types of things. There's a lot of great attorneys in Maryland that I've learned from.
Yeah, yeah, we're very lucky in that way to have a real good tradition of folks fighting for civil rights and for fairness in this area. There's a lot's been done and a lot needs to be done.
Absolutely. And Maryland is in many ways a microcosm of America because I travel so much around the state with the various clients and partners that we have. When you go out to Western Maryland, Cumberland, Hagerstown, Frederick, you're dealing with a more rural part of America, further removed from the cities. And it's also true for the Eastern Shore. And then you go into Prince George's County or Montgomery County, and you have different types of suburban and urban issues that are that come to the fore. And obviously, Baltimore City and Baltimore County have a range of challenges as well for the consumers and for the homeowners as they're trying to recover from the Great Recession.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Let's talk more about your work. As foreclosure program attorney, and as you've said, you're mostly involved in foreclosure work.
That's correct. So Maryland, unfortunately, has had one of the highest rates of foreclosure in the country. It's been from the second highest to the third highest, and that has been an issue for the last few years. So my job essentially is to do two things, one being look at different trends and try to identify where the foreclosures are happening and what we can do to raise awareness, either through sort of outreach to communities as well as connecting attorneys in the private practice and in the public interest sector to represent these homeowners. And the other task that I have is representing homeowners that are... that have had issues in the way their loans have been serviced. And very often what happens is that you have an elderly client or a client who may be not as well-versed on the financial consequences of the loan they've taken. Very often they were victims of predatory lending. And my job is to look at the situation and assess whether the homeowner can save the house one way or another. And if they can, we look at it as a loss mitigation option or a home retention option, rather, so that we can keep the homeowner in the house, come to some sort of workout agreement with the bank. And if they can't, sort of alleviate and lessen the negative impact of a foreclosure, maybe find a non-foreclosure option for them to vacate the house. Very often, though, banks have been not in compliance with both federal and state laws when it comes to lending and servicing these loans. And Bill, when you look at the amount that folks owe these banks, they tend to be, the mortgage tends to be one of the biggest investments and areas of debt for these homeowners. And very often they come in feeling like they don't have any options, but there may be options. And very often, if the banks have not been in compliance with the federal law, the state laws, you can either negotiate for a way to stay in the house longer or hopefully find a positive result for the homeowner and have them stay in the house.
That's great. That's great. And I know that that's a full-time job, too.
It is. And as I said, we have such a high rate of foreclosures. We are still recovering from the recession. We have a lot of need for attorneys in Maryland, especially in the Baltimore region and Prince George's County. A lot of folks that are not being helped, a lot of minorities who are unaware of where they can reach out to. Again, you have challenges throughout the state, but we have focused throughout everywhere from Western Maryland to Eastern Shore, and you see different types of trends developing. But we try to help folks as early as we can, and if it needs to go to litigation, then we'll do that. Otherwise, we'll connect them to other services like housing counseling agencies that can help them go through their finances and apply to stay in the house and come to an agreement with the bank.
Great. Could you give us some contact for those folks that would need,
Know,
think they need some help?
The first place I'd point you to is actually not my organization. This is run by Maryland's Department of Housing and Community Development, which is an agency that the state of Maryland runs. They have a website called MD, as in Maryland, Hope, HOPE.org. MD Hope is a website that refers consumers to a range of agencies where they can get help. So if you're looking for a housing counseling agency, and I would recommend meeting with a housing counseling agency highly if you are in danger of falling behind or if you're in the initial stages of a foreclosure, they have a list based on the region in Maryland that your house is in to see where you can get free help. Additionally, they have a list of resources for legal help. So civil justice is one of the agencies, or rather one of the nonprofits that you can get the information for. I will plug our website, civiljusticenetwork.org. So CIVILJUSTICENETWORK.org. We have a list of resources. We also have something called a foreclosure cafe, where there's a consumer section where you can watch videos about the law in Maryland that we wrote and worked with attorneys in Maryland to give a presentation, as well as a tip sheet that you can download and get answers to such things as, how does the foreclosure timeline work in Maryland? Or what do I expect at a foreclosure mediation, which is an option that you can opt into, which I would also recommend. Finally, you can call us. We have an intake line. It is open Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That number is 410-706-0174. That number again, 410-706-0174. And we have a team that will do intakes on foreclosure and other items as well. If you have any civil or even criminal matter, you can call that number and we can see whether we can find a pro bono or free legal resource or a private attorney who will charge a fee. But if you don't qualify for free legal help, hopefully you can afford an attorney. And we have a list, we have a network of many attorneys in Maryland who essentially have stated an intention to promote the public good through private practice. So they have a commitment to civil rights and providing legal help to folks who otherwise won't be able to afford it. So civiljusticenetwork.org, you've got all the resources there, and mdhope.org.
Great. Or 410-706-0174 for civil justice.
That is correct.
And all of that, all of those websites and that information about these things is free.
That is correct. I want to be clear, though, the resources are free, but you are not going to always get free legal help, as in you're not going to just the nature of the need, the high demand in Maryland for attorneys is that civil justice, like legal aid or other legal service providers, Maryland Volunteer Lawyer Service, we work the hardest that we can to provide help to everybody, but we will try our best. But if you aren't represented by one of our agencies or nonprofits, we'll try to find you another resource where you can get help. And additionally, we have a network of private attorneys, which I think is an interesting model because we've talked for the longest time in providing help for consumers and homeowners and other folks. You've got a certain group of people that make too much money to qualify for free legal help,
right?
And they don't make enough money to pay thousands of dollars for.
Right, there's a gap.
Right, so we call that the access to justice gap. We have created a model which I think has been very interesting and successful, where we have private attorneys throughout the state. We can refer any caller to three private attorneys. Then the caller gets to reach out to those attorneys and see if they can come up with an agreement to pay, and hopefully it is something that's affordable to that caller. And that can also be done by calling our intake line or going to our website.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So then the private attorneys would somewhat base it on income.
Exactly. And it's a sort of more of a philosophical commitment. Each attorney,
that's wonderful,
based on where they're what county they're in and the complexity of the case, would, and the sort of timeliness of filing something, would figure out a financial arrangement ideally.
Yeah, well, as you said, it's a gap.
Exactly.
And
we do our best to try to be innovative to educate folks and provide them with resources. The website with the videos is one of those means. Another way is to have these private attorneys go there as well. We do our best to have attorneys that speak Spanish or who can work with non-English speaking communities as well.
Great. Thank you. One final thing. The 2016 Annapolis session will be coming up in 2 minutes or less, really a minute and a half. Do you have any recommendations? What would make foreclosure relief better?
That's a very good and very complicated question.
Yes,
unfortunately, last year, because with the new governor and a lot of change in the leadership in the House of Delegates and the state Senate side, a lot of the bills that we worked on and supported didn't go forward. I will say there are areas that we could focus on in 2016, one being this question of deficiency judgments. Essentially, if your house is sold at a foreclosure and you owe the bank, the house is sold for a price that is less than how much you owe the bank, the lender or any third-party debt buyer can pursue you and try to collect the difference. In 2014, we actually changed the law to go from a 12-year statute of limitation to be able to pursue that deficiency to 3 years. It'd be great if we could reduce that further to 18 months or less. A lot of states require you to decide at the time of the sale to pursue the deficiency. Another thing we want to do is fixing foreclosure mediation. In Maryland, we have an opt-in mediation process, which really benefits the homeowner if they do participate, where you sit down with the bank and with the bank's attorneys and look at your options. Unfortunately, a high percentage of folks do not pursue that, so we want to fix that and make it required.
That'd be great. Once Annapolis starts, maybe you can come back and talk to us about how these things are doing and what our listeners can do to help.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Great. We're about out of time, Avi. Could you please give us that contact information one more time, please?
Absolutely. So you can contact Civil Justice at 410-706-0174 or visit us online at civiljusticenetwork.org.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We're living in Baltimore. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I want to thank our guest, Mr. Avi Malik, who is a foreclosure program attorney with Civil Justice, Inc. in Baltimore, serving the state and serving it extremely well. Avi, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure, Bill.
And keep up your good work.
Thanks.
For living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.